Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calendar controversy. Buffalo schools are considering changing the school year calendar, and it's getting lots of reaction. The school board discussing a couple of options last night. Let's bring in Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor this morning. Phil, thanks for joining us. The board is discussing two options, a 42-week calendar and a 44-week calendar, and we're hearing that the Buffalo teachers have agreed to a 43-week calendar, which is not even being discussed. How does that all play out?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've just heard that they're putting on Facebook and on their website is the only choices that the community has is between the 44-week calendar or a 42-week calendar, and not even mentioning the compromise calendar that we have suggested, the 43-week calendar. Since I've been president, this is one of the most dishonest, and despicable and manipulative acts I have ever seen. Can you imagine what they're doing? Is they're saying, well, look at teachers. We wanted you to work 44 weeks or 42 weeks like you're supposed to do. And we said, no, what we're willing to do is work an extra week with the same pay so that the students can have their midwinter and spring break, and you can have your in-services, you know, right together like you wanted. And they are basically saying, no, we're not going to compromise with you. And we've done this in the past many years now. We've always agreed to, all right, we'll compromise with you. What we'll do is agree to work an extra week for the same pay. And what they're doing to the public now is they're not even telling them about the third option and giving them a chance to vote on the compromise that we're willing to make with them. It is the most dishonest and manipulative thing. I mean, I got a couple of calls from teachers last night. What they want to do is they want to have a no vote of no confidence on the superintendent and the board. It's really, it's unimaginable that they shouldn't let the public know, look at, these are not the only two options. The teachers are willing to work an extra week for the same pay, but not work the last week of August and cutting teachers out of making additional money, which so many of our teachers worked at last week.
If we could backtrack just for a second, why is this even being talked about to begin with? Why are we just not keeping the same schedule as last year?
Well, the same. That's a good point, because the schedule we had last year is exactly what we're proposing for this year. We're proposing the exact same thing. We're proposing that we will work 43 weeks instead of, you know, being paid for over 42 weeks. That's a good question. The only thing that what teachers are saying right now, and what I think is probably obvious, we're going into negotiations. And what the board is trying to do, the superintendent and the board are trying to do right now, is to say, look, you're going to either agree to what we say or it's nothing at all. So they're saying that either the public agrees with them to have 44 weeks rather than our compromise week, or we're going to punish the students and everybody by going to the 42-week. That's the only options you have.
But this really all boils down to whether or not the district should keep the February break, right?
Well, our option allows for the February break.
With the 43-week calendar?
Yeah, well, what we're suggesting is, yes, we agree with you, we'll do the 43-week break. They wanted to have two consecutive days of professional development. We said, okay, we'll move that into the first week of September. And they're saying, nope, it's my way or the highway, and we're going to have the public vote. We say, fine, but they're only going to let the public vote on what they want, the 42 weeks, which has teachers losing a week's pay, you know, that work the extra jobs, spreads their payout over 44 weeks, when we're willing to compromise with them. This is, I'm going to tell you, to do something like this to the public and tell them that the only options that they have are 44 and 42, when the teachers of the city have said, look, we're willing to compromise with you so that we can have both of those breaks in there and work an extra week.
It's, how, how big of an issue do you see this being for parents? I mean, do parents really care too much whether, you know, it's a 42-week or 43-week or something like that, you know, 1 week out of the year? Or is this mainly an issue between the board and teachers?
I think there are many parents that do care. They want to know what the, you know, what's going on. We have usually settled this in March so that everybody knows what their schedule is going to be. But I'm telling you, I am, in all my years as president, I'm going to tell you this again, I have never seen such an act of callousness and duplicity and deception perpetrated on the public in an attempt to manipulate, to say, look, you only have a choice between a 44-week or a 42-week one. Pick one of those. When the teachers of the city have said, agreed to work an extra week without additional pay and still provide the midwinter and the spring break. It is making people, teachers, very angry right now, and they said they've never seen such duplicity, at least the ones I've talked to last night that were so angry. Duplicity, dishonesty. I mean...
Well, Phil, what should people do if they want to vote? I mean, what are you suggesting they do? The option is 42-week or 44-week?
Well, what they should do is I haven't seen it yet, but they should do this place for comments. They should write in under that. They should say, look, we want the compromise that's been used for many, many years. We don't want either one of these things, and we don't want to be told that these are the only choices. What we want to do is we want to have the compromise thing that has the teachers working, that they've agreed to the work 43 weeks instead of 42 for the same pay. But to have to write it in, but to have to do that, you know, it is unconscionable. I mean, I am, you know, something in all my years of being president, I have never seen a superintendent and board of education take such dishonest. It's just dishonest actions to try to manipulate the public. And you know, and it's obviously against looking towards negotiations, and they want to be in a position that they're. I don't know. It's pathetic.
All right, that is Phil Rumor, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation, talking about the school calendar, which for right now is the hottest topic of discussion in Buffalo school.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.